Hey friend, are you trying to plan a Disney World vacation, but you're not sure where to start? Do you wish you could head into your trip feeling prepared and confident with a plan that's right for your family and your budget? Hi, I'm Megan. At Dream Wish Plan, I help moms plan their dream Disney World vacation without the overwhelm. On this show, we'll walk through the Disney park basics so you'll understand all the things that Disney World has to offer. Talk about vacation planning strategy, and I'll give you tips and hacks that will put you way ahead of the pack so you can maximize the fun and minimize the stress. So grab a cup of coffee and your favorite notebook and get ready to create a plan to make some magical Disney memories. Hello friends, and welcome to the Dream Wish Plan podcast. As I'm recording this episode, we're getting ready to head out on our beach vacation. We're going to the Outer Banks in North Carolina, and I've spent the day packing, cleaning, and buying road trip snacks. We are driving. It's about a 10-hour drive. And today just kind of got me thinking about all the work that goes into planning and preparing for vacation and keeping things together on vacation itself. And not always, but a lot of times, the majority of that work falls on moms. So for me, I'm always trying to find ways to make our vacation easier. How can I hack the system? How can I streamline the process? And what can I do to make things easier? Because I want to be able to enjoy our vacation too and not feel like I'm working the entire time. So today's episode is all about my tips for the best ways to make your Disney vacation easier. We all know that Disney is fun and magical, but it's not always easy. There are a lot of factors involved, right? There's transportation and lines, and you need to work around the unpredictable weather. Well, today I'm giving you my top tips on how you can make your Disney World trip as stress-free and easy as possible. Tip number one is pack smart. Don't forget to bring essentials like comfortable footwear, sunscreen, hats, refillable water bottles, and portable chargers for electronic devices. You'll also want to make sure you're prepared for the weather. Ponchos or an umbrella for the rain, portable fans or cooling towels for the heat, and even a light sweater if it's chilly or if you're in heavy air conditioning. As a mom who's been there, I know the importance of being prepared, and you want to make sure you're well-equipped for every adventure. Tip number two is to utilize My Disney Experience. This is the Disney app that's going to be your ultimate sidekick during your vacation. This is where you can find maps of the parks, wait times, real-time updates about shows and events. This is also where you'll make your dining reservations, purchase and use Genie Plus, and join a virtual queue for rides. Another thing I recommend is to download the app in advance and play around so that you can get used to using it. You can practice using mobile order, practice looking at wait times, and things like that, which will just help you to prepare. Okay, tip number three is to use Rider Switch. If you have young children, you can use Rider Switch to take turns riding without having to wait in line twice. This way, no one has to miss out on a ride because they have to stay with the little ones. If the attraction offers Rider Switch, you're going to check in with the cast member at the front of the ride. The adult waiting with the child is going to wait in a designated area while the first party waits in line and rides. Then party one is going to return and find the waiting adult. Now that adult is able to go on the ride without waiting in the regular queue. If they waited alone, they're able to bring another person with them. So if there are multiple people who rode in party one, then someone may be able to ride twice because the second adult can bring someone with them. Not every ride offers a rider switch. For the most part, it's going to be rides that have a height requirement. But this is definitely a way to make your trip easier and make sure that no one has to miss out on the fun. Tip number four is to book your trip with a travel professional. The fact is, you're paying to use a travel planner whether you use one or not. Disney factors the cost into their prices, so if you don't book with a travel planner, then Disney keeps that money and you don't get the benefit. A good travel planner will help you as much or as little as you'd like. So if you're someone who enjoys the planning process, that's okay. You still have an expert to go to for advice that can monitor for promotions to save you money. And if you want someone to handle all the details for you, like securing your dining reservations, you can do that too. A good travel planner will ensure that you're prepared with a solid game plan while still leaving room for those unexpected magical moments. And it doesn't cost you any extra. Okay, tip number 5 is to prioritize must-see attractions. Make sure you take the time to determine what each member of your group is most excited about. What are those attractions that are the most important for them? Plan your day around those things first to make sure you get them done. That way, everything else is just sprinkles on top of your Sunday, and you'll feel so much less pressure knowing that you have a plan to fit those in. Tip number 6 is to stay on site for convenience. When deciding where to stay on your Disney vacation, there are so many options. You can definitely make your life easier and more enjoyable by staying at a resort on Disney property. Staying on site has its perks. You have easy access to the magic, convenient transportation by bus, boat, walking path, or Skyliner, and you also have that touch of Disney enchantment at all times. You get early access to the park, and at certain resorts, you get extra hours at night as well. There are options at all different price points with various levels of amenities to choose from. You don't have to worry about renting a car and parking if you don't want to, and you're just right there in the center of everything. Okay, tip number 7 is to use grocery delivery. It's super easy to place an online order and have it delivered to your resort. You can use Instacart or a variety of other services like Garden Grocer. I recommend getting some breakfast items so you can save yourself some time and money by eating in the room before an early park day. I'd also recommend getting some snacks that would be good in your park bag, like Goldfish crackers, pretzels, granola bars that won't get melty, things like that. Also, you can do bottled water, and you can also order alcohol if you want to save money on that as well. The one thing to know is that you do have to be present to accept a grocery order if you do order alcohol. Regular grocery order deliveries can be accepted by Bell Services, and they'll hold them for you if you're not there. Having those snacks for your park bag is really going to make your life easier too. If you have something you can pull out quickly when someone's hungry, it's going to save you time and money and help keep your group from any unnecessary meltdowns. Tip number 8 is to plan in rest breaks. I know, the excitement is real and you want to do it all. But trust me, pacing is key. Little ones are going to need their rest, and so do you. There are plenty of places to rest within the parks, or you could always take a rest break and head back to your resort for a nap or a swim just to recharge your batteries. It's going to keep everyone in your group from getting overtired and overstimulated and help keep you from burning out. Tip number 9 is along the same lines, but it's don't overschedule. You have to be realistic about what you expect to accomplish in one day. And you need to factor in time for transportation, time to get from the resorts to the parks, time to get to your dining reservations, and even just time to get from one spot in the park to another for a Lightning Lane reservation. You don't want to run yourself ragged, and if you try to book too many things, it's bound to get overwhelming. I recommend a maximum of 1 table service meal per day. You're also going to want to figure out if you are going to be visiting a park every single day, or do you want to plan in a rest day or two for your trip. Park days are exhausting. They're great and they're so much fun, but don't underestimate the amount of walking you're going to need to do. And add heat and humidity onto that, it's a lot. So do yourself a favor and leave some white space in your schedule for your own sanity. Okay, our last tip is tip number 10, is to be flexible. This is probably the most important tip. Some of the most memorable moments happen when things don't go exactly as planned. So celebrate the spontaneous and the wonderful detours that make your Disney adventure uniquely yours. Try not to sweat the small stuff. Remember that your reaction to a situation is often more important than the situation itself. I know in the heat of the moment, it's easier said than done. But just try to go with the flow and know that not everything has to be perfect. What does matter is that you enjoy yourself as much as possible. I hope this episode was helpful and gave you some great ideas of how to make your next Disney trip as easy as possible. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy planning.
If you enjoyed this episode, it would help me so much if you would take a minute to rate and review the show on iTunes. And if you still feel stuck and want my help designing your dream vacation, click the link in the show notes to book a one-on-one planning call with me. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy planning.